Hi everyone, it's Dwayne Sands, production engineer for Recovery Road. The interview that you're about to hear was recorded early in 2021, but was never aired, because sadly Rochelle Gartner lost her battle with brain cancer. Today we bring you this interview to share her incredible and courageous story and to let you know that her legacy continues. Her battle continues to fight this awful disease through Rochelle's Army, which you can find on Facebook. Here now is the remarkable and inspiring story of Rochelle Gartner. We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Recovery Road, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Welcome, everyone, to the show today. I'm host Leah Mattinson, joined as wonderful by my wonderful co-host, Greg Berg. Greg, how are you today?
I'm amazing, actually. Thank you, Leah. And really excited to introduce our guest of this week, who was introduced to us from our great videographer, Dwayne Sands, who's done all the magic with all the videos he's put together, the promos, the website. Got to give this guy credit. He's a master at what he does. And he was so kind to introduce us to Rochelle Gartner. Rochelle, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you guys?
Well, we're fantastic, actually. And it's an amazing, nice, sunshiny day. We were commenting before we got rolling here in Alberta that it's not snowing, which is such a nice thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you and Dwayne meet? How did you guys get connected?
Through the Blue Christmas production. We did it for about 7 years, performing with Rev Elvis and friends, and his show always was so uplifting. It actually was for a great cause as well every year. So this last year, he had to go virtual, and he called me up and he said, you know, I heard about your story and what you've been battling, and we would like to donate 10% of all of the funds to Rochelle's Army, which is a group that my sister actually founded, and she's putting it together so we can raise more funds for glioblastoma.
That's awesome. And you know what, that makes it's music to my ears to hear that. And one part of the show, Dwayne, our common friend, really, really loves. He loves the meme of the day and the song of the day. So we actually got two meme of the days today, believe it or not. And are you ready for these ones?
Yes.
All right. I had a joke with Leah. I'm like, oh my goodness, I had to really scroll to do the research on this one. People are just at such a breaking point with all the restrictions and lockdowns and changes. And a lot of our friends out in Ontario were reaching out to us saying, is everything okay out there in Alberta? So finally, I found two good ones. So one right here local from a Chelsea Taylor. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. This one is, when thinking about life, remember this, no amount of guilt can solve the past and no amount of anxiety can change the future. And I thought, that's an interesting one to share today to set the tone. But we do have another one. And kudos to Gene Helmer. He was a good friend of my dad's going way back when they were kids. And we stole one of his from before the have you ever been scared or chased by a chicken story? So we forgot to give him credit the first time. So Gene Helmer, this one's for you. It says, when someone says stop living in the past, I simply reply, but the cars were so much better back then. It's got a nice 57 or 67 Mustang on there. Love it. So there you go. Meme of the day, Leah.
Meme of the day. Yes. So important. So you've had some memes of your days this last while when you're dealing with your glioblastoma. Can you maybe just tell the audience what that is? Because a lot of people might not be familiar with it. Just give a little introduction of who you are and what it is that you're dealing with right now, Rochelle.
Yeah, well, my name is Rochelle Gartner, Primatera, and my whole legacy in life has been dance. I've been dancing since I was three, I've danced internationally. I got a dance degree. I was in the Young Canadians. I danced in Japan and Las Vegas, and then 7 years on cruise ships. I founded Artist Elite International Performance Company and have produced over 35 productions. And then I purchased my sister's studio, Dance with France, 16 years ago. And I've been running a very successful dance studio since then. And Good Friday 2019, I was driving to church, Good Friday Mass, and something didn't feel right because everything started to go blurry. And I was on the road on Crowchild Trail and I had to quickly swerve off. The next thing I know, I'm in the hospital. But right as soon as I lost my vision, I saw two people on bikes coming down to save me. I always try and take the opportunity to spread this story, because if they're ever out there, I want to thank them for saving my life. So it turns out I had a seizure. And so they did follow up tests with me and MRIs and this and that. And eventually 2-3 days before my big year in recital, I found out, they told me it was glioblastoma, which is a very highly fast growing brain tumor. It's one of the most deadliest brain tumors. And if you know Gord Downie from the Tragically Hip, he actually made this more popular for the mainstream because he had the exact same thing. And I remember in 2014, I was watching TV and Gord Downie was on CFCN or whatever. He had an interview about this disease that he had been through 2 surgeries and radiation, but he's still going to proceed on with this awesome production. He was going to go on tour, stuff like that. And it resonated with me, and I didn't know why, because I always thought brain cancer or brain tumor was one of the easy ones, you know, like it's not embarrassing because it has nothing to do with like personal female parts, like the breast. I would always feel like, oh, brain tumor seems to be so much easier. But it turns out it's the deadliest, this particular glioblastoma. It's grade 4. And you know, if you don't catch it on time, you could be dead within months. If you do get the treatment, which is surgery to remove what they can of the tumor. And the problem is with trying to get all of it out is that it's like specific, the cells are in there, but you can't see it. Mine particularly, when they went and opened me up, there was 4 of them. But the doctor said, don't worry about it. It's all one thing. It's all cells all over there. It's like I can't remember the term for it, but they were able to get the main big one out, small of the second one. And he had to leave 2 in there because he says, if I took them out, you'd probably wouldn't be able to see anymore, be able to walk or move. And he knew how much I loved dancing. And that's my life. So he said, let's try and treat that with radiation and chemo. So that's basically my first part of my story. If you want me to go on,
I can keep talking. I just want to say, yeah, you know what? Thank you for sharing that. Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip. Yeah, one of our great Canadian musical artists. And it's interesting for me personally to hear now your story, Rochelle, because I just went through with another client, a good friend of mine, whose daughter has actually got the exact same thing, and it's now reoccurring. So I'm hoping she's listening here today to get some inspiration from you, because when we interviewed you before the show, I had goosebumps the whole time we were talking. I'm like, what an inspiration you are, Rochelle, because your perspective and what you're doing with your life while you're alive and out there and just, you know, just spreading your energy for what you're doing, is absolutely amazing. Like, Leo, your thoughts of just, you had the same reaction when we were talking with Rochelle.
Yeah, absolutely. People throw the towel in way too soon on things and they're very miserable. And so part of the we all have a choice about how we get out of bed every day, whether we're suffering with something incurable. And this is the funny thing is, I hate to tell everybody, but we're all in on the same journey anyway. Like, this body is mortal and it does have an expiry date. It's just sometimes it's much more dramatic. Or that we kind of know what's coming. So we've not been, really taught very well how to manage our physical body and understanding our mortality. So that's why we need people who are inspirational, who go, you can be happy. You can have a successful life, even in the face of incredible challenges and incredible odds, right? So,
yeah. And that's why I wore this shirt today. It says, inspire. No, I can't read it. Inspire others every day. And it's like, I just looked in my closet. It was the first thing I saw. I read it because I haven't worn this in like 2 years. And I was like, this is the shirt I need to wear.
Yeah. Well, you know what's so cool? How inspirational you are, Rochelle, is when I actually blasted out our meeting that was going to happen today across social media, just to see some of the supporters you have in your life and some of the people you've been actually able to inspire with your dance and with your performing. And I got to share with everyone why you're still walking around is very, very important. You shared with us that you have to keep active. You have to keep that physical movement going and how important that is. If you want to share with the audience and the viewers and the listeners, how important that is to you and why that is.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Like, for my brain, I, you know, sometimes am insecure now because after the surgery, I forget words. I can't remember. Like, either I'm on or I'm not. I can only go for a few amount of hours before I need to just chill out and rest because people don't understand how overstimulated my brain gets. And unless I'm like relaxing, it and giving it what it needs, it's hard for me to speak. And the reason why I'm walking in paths because it's getting my brain going to like know what I'm trying to say. Like, the speaking isn't definitely, I'm sure it sounds okay to people, but I get frustrated when I can't find the word that I want. So, yeah.
Well, brilliant strategy. So it's a good one for people who are listening who are not only are, you know, trying to achieve things when they're dealing with other brain issues, dementia, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, ALS, like all these neurological CET, like even traumatic brain injuries, that part of the way of serving yourself is staying active. And also what are some other things you do? Do you sleep? Are you conscious about how much sleep you're getting? Those kinds of things?
When I was going through treatment and having the chemo and the radiation, I actually was sleeping really well. I was really surprised. but now I'm off the chemo for about 5 months now. And my sleeping is sort of the anxiety and the strange sleep habits is starting to kick in. And I went through this really bad month last month where I'd get up every night at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just wired. My brain was thinking about every single person I've ever known in this lifetime, everything I did that day, everything I have to do. And it just, I couldn't, you know, I was so frustrated. So sleep is very, very important. So when it's healing, you know, it's giving the good cells that chance to fight back of the brain cancer. So I just had my MRI last night. So this is probably number 20 MRIs. At one time, the first year I was going every month for MRI. Now they're doing it every 2 months so that can see more progress or more details of the two tumors that are left. And last time it was good. It was the same size. And I think that is truly because of my positive attitude, my physical activity, and that's dance. I didn't stop dancing. I kept going. You know, I put myself out on stage and I told the story. I produced Dance of Thrones, number two, which raised over $14,000 for the Brain Tumor Foundation of Canada. And I performed with my long lost dance friends who supported me. Then my beautiful husband, he transformed our basement into a dance studio. So this is where I'm holding. If you don't mind, could I take people on a little tour?
Please do. So okay. We got the honor to meet Frank, your husband. So I want to rewind the clock back to that time when you needed him the most. And if for anyone listening that's maybe been through a traumatic event with somebody, a loved one, or they're about to go through this journey with someone who has an illness, be it cancer or anything, what were some of the things Frank did for you, Rochelle, that you'd want to share that were really inspiring for you to keep you going?
First, I want to tell the story about how embarrassed I was to have to go to the Brain Tom Baker Center to go get my radiation mask on and all of this. And he was the one that was leading me in, and I was hiding behind him, looking around to see if anyone would notice me. He brought me to the cancer societies and like always drive me everywhere. And he knew how much dance really, really is my life. Like I have never stopped dancing. So he built this and designed the studio. We have memorabilia from all of the trophies that my students have won. And he put the mirrors in and designed the logo. I don't know if you can, I should probably flip it, but it's. Yes.
And for those of you who are just listening in on the auditory of this, make sure you come to masteryourlife.ca so you can actually watch the interview if you're happening to only listen to this as a podcast. So look at how beautiful that is. Look at that arabesque or some.
Yeah. So Frank, my husband, Yeah, amazing. He put this together. I came home from Toronto from visiting my sister, and it was a kind of a family reunion, and this was here. So I've been running some dance classes with some students, but the lockdown, we're now not really able to be in the studio, only outdoors. So we dance outside and keep it going.
Well, thank goodness it's not snowing.
Yeah, exactly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
I love the story about him going with you to the radiation clinic. My dad has Huntington's disease, and we often talk about my mom, taking him to appointments, them going together, and the things that are just funny that she doesn't even consider would be odd. But then other people go, wow, it's like, that's incredible that, you're taking him to all these things. In fact, the family neurologist, we call it a family neurologist because this is like a generational disease. But mom and dad were going to a neurological appointment, and the neurologist looked out the clinic window and saw them walking through the parking lot, and his movement disorder is pretty significant. So when they go, she said to my mom, Sharon, maybe it's about time you thought about getting John a walker. It might not be good enough that you just keep holding his hand because he's like quite unstable. It's like she looks over and goes, oh, it's like she hadn't really noticed. So it's quite funny how we can, you know, get used to or and accept and appreciate these things in our partners in our life. That's why it is really important to have a really incredibly good partner, though. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Kudos to Frank. Yes. And kudos to you for letting him take you. Because yes. accepting help is a big part of the thing too, right?
Exactly. I was like so shocked that this was happening to me and so ashamed. I was embarrassed. So I'd be like, put a cap on and hide behind him and he'd truck me along. But I battled through and I came to the point where I need to tell my story so I can motivate and inspire. And if I can just help one person going through a hard time, it doesn't have to be brain cancer. It can just be depression.
Agreed.
I need to say, spread the word, because I already have a big network of people that know me through the dance industry. So I thought I'd use that.
Yeah. Well, I love that. I just want to just explain the echo that all the listeners just listening in right now. It's the vastness of this studio that Frank has built for you. It's absolutely amazing. Just how the wall of one whole mirror along the side, you got the bar right there. And again, there's the speakers in the background, the beautiful like trophies everywhere that you and your team have won. Like, it's amazing.
There's actually 26 speakers in the studio, so it absolutely sounds amazing. And I wanted to, you know, shout out to the Dance of Thrones production, so I put that on, and the fact that we were a winner, Dance with Friends, several years for the Top Choice Awards and things like that. I come down here, I just look around at the memories, and it's just so heartfelt, and I'm just so happy with how much I've been able to do in my life as a dancer all over the world. So the fact that I got this disease, I can at least say I've lived a full life of what I truly was meant to do. And it's a fun time because there are some like we were talking the other day, if you know you have a deadly disease, mm-hmm. why not just live it up full on, like every day, just be happy if you can and laugh and party, because you know what? No one knows when the last day is going to be. Like, I was so sad and so depressed after hearing that I had glioblastoma. And the doctor said, oh, one, two, three months or something like this. This is what he's telling me. And I said, in my mind, I'm like, there's just no way. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to live it up to the fullest every day. And it doesn't matter if you have like, you know, a full bill of health. Just, we never know when our last day is. We could be walking down the street and someone could come hit you. And after listening to all the deaths in the last year through the death, you know, obviously the COVID deaths, but like through the Black Lives Matter and these various accidents. And so it truly is. Nobody knows when they're going to die. So just totally party it up if you can. And more so like the positive energy and laughing. That's what I mean by partying, whether that's dancing or whatever.
Yeah. When you get your body moving, you get out of your head. And so that actually helps you to get your mind in alignment really quickly. We're just going to have to get you to go upstairs, Rochelle. I love your dance studio, but only because the acoustics are a little bit tougher to hear you. And as you're tripping up the stairs, and that's an English saying, as you're going up the stairs, not tripping, going up the stairs. We'll just talk a little bit about one of the things you pressed on a few times, which I think is a really big theme in disease management, is the amount of shame that people have. Shame and embarrassment. And what was it, you know, what were the things that sort of allowed you to move past that shame and embarrassment and accept help or accept that this was actually you know, something that you needed to deal with proactively and get through the shame? What's on the other side of the shame, maybe, is a better question.
The other side of the shame is to help people, just to guide them to a path of happiness or, you know, enjoying life through all of these crazy times. So why hide it? Like, I think this is the only way to go, is to try and teach or inspire.
Yeah. It's really frustrating for a lot of people who have neurological problems, because to your point, it's not obvious to other people. So they might look at you and assume that everything is okay.
Yeah.
You know, because they can't actually see what's wrong with you. And you don't want to wear a shirt that says, oh, by the way, carrying a big tumor in my head. And by the way, oh, here's a picture of my MRI showing all the destruction in my brain. You know, so it's a lot of explaining to people when you have to tell them about your symptoms, or like, how do you actually, or do you tell people about your symptoms, or how do you tell people what's going on with you?
Yeah, well, that's exactly when I saw Greg Downey on TV. I was like, oh, that's the easier one. That's the easier cancer, brain. Like, you have no idea how much the brain affects everything. Like, you get nauseous, you get totally like brain burn. Like, you can't deal with listening to any more of anything else. The tiniest little sounds irritate you. Mm-hmm. You just need your peace and quiet, you know, and people don't understand that. I can't understand what they're saying right away. It doesn't process as fast as it used to after the surgery. Someone can say something and totally like just don't understand what it means until later. And So I can't even remember what the question was, really.
Perfect. We're going to make up a whole bunch
more. We're going to make up something. Taking the
don't worry about it. We got your back, sister.
Well, I'm going to relate it back to number one. The second part of the first meme I shared is that no amount of anxiety can change the future. So what you've shared as an inspiration, I think, to many that are watching here today, is just your attitude about this. And again, I have to relate this back to my dear friend whose daughter, you know, a young age, a young adolescent girl, going through this as the relapse is happening again. And the amount of anxiety that she is having for her daughter is that, you know what, change the mindset, change the attitude. And I think, you know, you shared back that has actually prolonged your life, where the doctors were giving you a terrible prognosis and time frame. You've extended that quite considerably. So hats off to you, Rochelle, again.
Thank you.
Just the perspective is just so phenomenal. I think everyone needs to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, the anxiety definitely does kick in, but that movement and just going for a fresh walk and doing these types of events like this interview today and putting on the brain tumor walk, putting that organization together and, you know, little things that keeps you going to say you're not going anywhere. Like, I'm not just going to bow down and feel sorry for myself. Like, there's always days where you feel so sad, but at the same day, I'm living right now. I have to keep moving and going. And that's some of my insomnia is that, oh my God, I have to, what can I do today that's going to help some, you know, like spread more awareness and, you know, just spreading the fact that there has been no new treatment options for glioblastoma since 2005. And they aren't coming up with anything. Like, it's only 3% of the funds go to brain tumors, and like, that's not enough money. So that's why we're trying to build funds so that the people can do what they need to.
So some sleepless nights because of feeling excited about things, but also feeling fearful. And so the manic sort of up and down of what can I do today? My time is running out. I've only got so much time and I need to actually make it happen. This is my mind. So
yes,
that's exactly, that's you. You do think that way. And it's not the way that other people think who don't have brain stuff going on. So there is not only the pressure of keeping it all together, but the pressure of also keeping it all together every single day so that you're trying to create something awesome. When you're a creator, that's the most debilitating part of a disease, is your ability to create gets stolen. So as a dancer, you're this creator, as a podcaster and a musician, I'm a creator also. So as these things kind of get eaten away, that's where you want to keep the creative control over your life. So hats off to you for that. Let's talk a little bit about money though, because part of the issue about charitable giving is one aspect of it, but people handling disease in their families. We talk about this on Recovery Road specifically because there are people who do okay through illness, but there's a lot of people who don't do okay financially. And then what are their, you know, options? Did you feel like you guys were prepared for dealing with this kind of a chronic disease, or how did you guys handle it?
Yeah, I mean, we're okay. But the thing is Frank couldn't really work all last year because he was taking care of me. So he gave up some really amazing jobs. He's in renovation and stuff like that. So in that aspect, that was too bad. But I also am glad I chose the treatment I did because it was covered by Alberta Healthcare. The one that I was considering was in Houston, and that would have cost me about $250,000. And if the treatment didn't work, I would have had no way of coming back and doing the original treatment of radiation chemo because it wouldn't have worked and the tumors would have grown so fast. So financially, I'm still teaching some classes to make a little bit of money on the side. But with the whole studio business, it's kind of not happening right now because the kids aren't allowed in. The adults are not allowed in now.
Right.
Yeah.
So self-employed, two self-employed people, business owners, dealing with illness. So maybe I'll throw that over to Greg just to ask him.
You brought up a really important number there. And I'm just going to ask you one question to clarify. You said $250,000. Is that Canadian already converted or $250,000 American dollars?
American.
So tack on another 20%. So why I bring that number up is there is an insurance that you can buy that protects when someone suffers life-threatening cancer, which you've got, that pays out a lump sum. What I'm finding, though, they call it critical illness insurance, is that people aren't getting enough. And the advisors that are out there, even the ones I'm coaching out there, we have over 900 in our firm, is the most common number I've been seeing is $125,000. So my question is, if you had an amount that you can get where it paid you $250,000 or $300,000 so that you could go get that treatment, would you? And I'm going to ask you the question quite bluntly, Rochelle, would you do it?
Yeah, I would. I would spend any amount of money if I knew that it was going to save my life. I just don't know. There was not 100% guarantee. And there is another clinic we are investigating as well in the US. So I'd have to spend that type of money. But currently I am just holding on and crossing my fingers that this tumor is going to stay the same and for as long as possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I thank you for answering that question, Rochelle, and why that's important. This is almost kind of going out to all the financial advisors out there that offer this counseling to clients and this type of insurance, is you make sure that your clients are not underinsured. And that's a big lesson here. And we can sit there and we talk about it until we're blue in the face with certain clients and even with advisors telling their clients. But I tell you, when you hear stories like this that put it into perspective, this is where you could have needed it the most. And again, I thank you for sharing your perspective on that, because we had another guest on the show, Teresa. I know she's listening right now. She's a dear friend of both myself and Leah. And she said the plea out there is, if you can get the insurance, go and do it. And then Leah shared her perspective is now she can't even get the insurance with the diagnosis. So again, it's the insurance is there when you can apply for it and qualify for it. So Leah, your point on that and how frustrating that was for you with the whole insurance angle.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But then, so I just, since the dawn of time in Canada, there's been no anti-discrimination law against genetic inheriting certain diseases until about the end of 2017. And then finally there was a bill passed here to allow the insurance companies to not have genetic discrimination any longer. But when you've already got these things in your family they can test for Huntington's disease. There's not very many diseases that they can actually test for, but HD is one of them. And so they preemptively said anyone who has HD in their family can't get insurance. But not only can you not get insurance, you can't then get a mortgage because you can't get mortgage insurance. So people would look at me and go, oh, you're making that up. I'm like, no, I'm not making it up. But seriously, there is no coverage for anyone. No, seriously, it is absolutely that ridiculous.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So since 2017, end of 2017, the insurance companies can no longer do that. However, because I'm diagnosed with something, and in our family, they will ask the question, and it's on a lot of insurances, is there Huntington's disease? Have you ever been asked, have you ever been consulted for having Huntington's disease in your family? And so you have to answer yes. And so there's lots of times where you're preemptively just not allowed to operate like the rest of the population. So that's, it's been very good though, because when people, I have a really good understanding of actually how much it costs to take care of your health. So I just go, yeah. Man, somebody's going for that treatment, it's going to be, oh yeah, $200,000. And people look at me in absolute disbelief, like I'm making it up. With addictions treatment in the US, it's $30,000 a month for a low kind of grade addictions treatment program, $25,000 a month, wow. A month US.
Yeah.
Very, very expensive. And as you pointed out, last year, there's been lots of people that have died because of COVID. There's lots of people who are lining up to die because of addictions now, because of being home, because of not being able to move their bodies, et cetera, and not to get too far off into the weeds. But that's what the point of having a good financial game plan is, and why having discussions with your partner about these things is so important. Like good for Frank for talking about these things and him being such an avid fan of yours. I mean, you cannot buy that. That is priceless, absolutely priceless. So as we see so many people, relationships being decimated in the last year, relationships, stability, the ability to breathe, openly breathe air and to get together with one another and hug one another, and that human connection piece is so important when you're dealing with illness, never mind when you're just going through day-to-day life. So you probably had a lot of insight that was very helpful to people for getting through struggles. Did you find yourself talking to people about mindset this past year?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess mindset, like just to be positive and things like that, for sure. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not always me that's the positive one. I get it a lot of support from my family and friends, and Frank is always keeping me laughing. So, you know, I'll be having a tear come in my eye, and then he'll crack a joke, and then I'll get back to my positive thoughts.
There's something to be said about laughter is the best medicine, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I want to talk about, Frank. Thank God you had Frank in that situation where he stepped up. He took time off of work to take care of you and to be with you and to, you know, just help you through that journey. I do want to mention, because a lot of people don't know, and even a lot of advisors don't know, there finally is an insurance company in Canada that bucked up and made a new type of coverage. It's a rider to a traditional disability insurance type of plan that actually is called a family compassionate rider. So even though you're going through the journey of cancer and Frank's right there at your side, this policy actually pays him for the time off work, a certain amount per month, to at least offset some of that income that's being lost. So I want everybody to know about that. And now across the globe, in every country, a lot of these insurance are seeing that example and benchmarking against it. So hats off to that company. Again, great support in what we do. And again, Cousin Ben, I got to go hats off to Cousin Ben Forche. He's one of our number one guys, and he's out there talking about this stuff all the time and making sure his clients are taken care of. So I do want to share that. If that comes as a surprise to you, as it did for myself when I first heard about it, and all the advisors even listening and tuning in today, yeah, it's out there. And we got some of the best advisors to make sure that that type of policy, that type of coverage is there to offset that risk. So again, it's an ever evolving world. I guess the theme to that is, you know, working with an advisor can really help you in a situation, make sure that you're covered. Because again, some people are far less fortunate with income being as tight as it is this year as compared to other years. And, you know, you throw a COVID curveball in it, throw that in the mix. Again, it can be very challenging for the best of us.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the most uplifting thing that you've been working on in the last 3 months or so?
Well, we are preparing, if it's possible, to do the brain tumor walk on June 27th. So I am preparing choreography to perform outdoors. Yeah. And I got myself into scrapbooking a little bit. Put this binder together. This is of the last brain tumor walk. And my sister-in-law gave me all of the little stickers and can you guys see this? Oh my God, it's been of me.
It's been of you. We didn't see it. That's okay.
You'll have to describe it for all the listeners.
This is of the brain tumor walk, and I put together this booklet, and she gave me all of the little nooglies and the things to put together. That's my brothers and my sisters, and I'm in the center, and there I am. So that's been what I'm kind of looking to for the next big project, is the brain tumor walk on June 27th.
Good. And is that a worldwide global event or just a local event, Rochelle?
Just Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Very good.
It's the Brain Tumor Foundation of Canada.
Very good. I'm sure everyone can look up their foundations in the land wherever they are living to see if they would like to support or find out more about brain tumor. And this is an important topic, I think, also for people to be able to check out some of the other interviews that we've had. One in particular with Tim Dixon from Therapeutic Solutions, because they actually have a product called Quadrimmune that helps with building immunity and with improving natural killer cells. So those NK cells that help to help people when they're going through cancer treatments. So I don't want to speak too sciencey on this interview, but just for people to know that there are products that they can take to help either preemptively create an immune system that's rocking, which is awesome, you know, or post when you're in treatment, that there's things that you can take to actually make the treatment more successful and not only survivable, but you can thrive through treatment. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been trying to not eat sugar, and I eat way up my vegetables and fruit. Mm-hmm. So I think the sugar has really helped me Hopefully it's given me more energy without sugar and just having all the different colors of the vegetables mm-hmm. in your diet.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, actually, and a good tip. The one more thing you wanted to bring up is, again, the way your hair has grown back, because you obviously had a lot of hair loss in that. So you've got your hair down one side and how your hair is growing back on the other.
Yeah,
if you want to just, there you go.
This is all regrowth of hair. And it all went where the radiation circle was. It all went bald. I lost all that hair and it's coming back. So I'm very excited. Very excited.
I thought it was a COVID haircut, Rochelle.
No. Although some people, when I was teaching dance class last week, the girl said, "Well, Miss Rochelle, I love your hair," because I had it down. Aww. And she thought this is just the way, the new funky way of wearing it.
Exactly.
You started a new trend.
Yeah.
100% for sure. So were you surprised by the amount of support that you've gotten? Who's been the biggest supporters of you for this journey?
Immediate family and friends, definitely. Micheline, my sister, has really like always been just checking in every single day and driving me to places and helping find Rochelle's Army, and you know, being in contact with Dr. Kelly from the University of Calgary, who we're going to be donating to. So she's just like, it's everyone really, because you know, everyone's checks in on me. My mom and dad, they're so amazing. Like my dad's going to be 81 next month and he's still driving. He just bought a bicycle, and my mom's 79 and they've been like outstanding. Like I'm so fortunate for my family, and you know, great friends that still touch base or come out to do my dance classes or whatever else.
So do you have any tips for caregivers or for friends about how they can be supportive? Showing up, I can hear very clearly, helping to, you know, showing up and being present, helping you to achieve some dreams. Is there any other tips for caregivers?
No, because they send me food, you know, like things that I don't need, I don't expect from them. But I just say, like, just a simple card or phone call or, you know, checking in is enough, I think. Just to show that people are thinking about you. But I also feel like I should do better as well, because I haven't been able to see them physically. I feel like I should call them more often just to say hello. Like some of my best friends, you know, we go for months without speaking, and it's, you have to put an effort now. Like otherwise you get together for lunch and go do things, but it's a different world. And that's why I keep going back to live your life to the fullest every day, you know, allow that 1 minute to be sad, but then pick yourself up and see what can I do to better this world and myself today.
Wow. And words of wisdom right there, what you just said, you know, that matter perspective, and it goes both ways, right? Just, you can imagine, like, even if some of your friends are struggling through this time, they need you as much as the vice versa. So again, hats off to you, Rochelle. And I'm so inspired by your story. I was so happy that Duane Sands was able to connect you with us, and
yes,
just so happy to have you join us on the show today. It's just been such a joy.
Yes.
Thank you to if he's watching, thank you so much.
Oh, he'll not only be watching, he'll be editing and cutting and putting the outro on. He's a genius when it comes to videography. So there you go, Duane, checks in the mail. So I mentioned Duane and the parts that he loves about the show. And, you know, he cared so much to introduce us because he knew you'd be a great guest on the show, which you have been. But one of the most important part of the show is for Duane is he loves the song of the day because he is a musical artist. He's a singer-songwriter. So we thought of a song right away. The first one that clicked into mind, little throwback to little rock and roll by Trooper, where it's called We're Here for a Good Time. So I thought... Yeah. should I sing it? And Leah's like, sure. And I'm like, will you sing it with me? She's like, no.
I don't want to make him look bad.
But Leah has agreed to read some of the lyrics with me. So we've all heard this tune once it starts doing. It's just one of those good upbeat tunes. I love that the sun's shining today. So exactly. That's pretty synonymous with what I'm about to read. So here we are, song by Trooper. We're here for a good time. Here we go. A very good friend of mine told me something the other day. I'd like to pass it on to you because I believe what he said to be true. He said, we're here for a good time, not a long time. So have a good time. That sun can't shine every day.
He is not going to get me to do the lyrics.
Get the guitar out. The sun is shining in this rainy city. And the sun is shining. Oh, isn't it a pity that every year has its share of tears. Every now and then it's got to rain. So we're here for a good time, not a long time. So have a good time. That sun can't shine every day.
I love it. I can hear the song playing in my mind when you're reading it.
I bet everybody can. That's the power of a great song. So everyone, thanks Michelle for being my guest. Greg, thanks again for being such a wonderful co-host. Love yourselves, love each other, mind your minds. That's all for us. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye, Michelle.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.